one. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. Last night, everybody that's on social media knows what happened last night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was a return after a long, long hiatus. The Game of Thrones came back to us. So happy! The Game of Thrones came back. Look, in my opinion, and we talked about this on Friday night, we ranked our top TV shows. Easily top three, top four of my TV shows.
Yep.
And if I had to, hazard like a guess as to everybody else, I believe it would make top five of everybody. Everybody! It's wonderful. It's well produced. The cinematography is second to none. The storylines, the character building. It's a movie every single Sunday night that it's on. It's unbelievable. I'd say better produced than most movies I watch nowadays. Most of them are crap. I'm not mad at Game of Thrones. This meltdown is for all the people that have never watched Game of Thrones that find it their duty to crap on everybody that loves Game of Thrones on social media every Sunday. Look, if you've never watched it and you don't want to delve into it and catch up, why poop on everybody else that's having a good time? And you know the same posts you always see. Oh, guess what I'm doing tonight? Not watching Game of Thrones again. Well, then don't, you jerk off. How about I post about everything that you like and state that I'm not going to enjoy it? Hey, guess what I'm not doing? Cheating on my girl again. Shut up. Oh, wait, I meant, you know what I meant.
Rewind.
It makes me sick. It makes me sick. Everybody has a reason to hate on them. Not everybody, but this small group of people. Oh, I guess I'll read the book. Shut up. I even saw a religious post last night. Look, what? As a Christian, you can't believe in the Bible and even back anything that happens during the show.
What? It's fictional!
Wait a minute, you telling me?
I was talking about the Bible. It's fictional!
Are you telling me that White Walkers don't exist? You telling me that's not a thing?
They do in really, really rich neighborhoods. The White Walkers are at the mall before the store's
open.
Come on,
man.
Power walking around. Margaret's a White Walker. You never see any other ethnicity power walking around the mall.
I used to work in the mall, so I would actually.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Tiffany.
There was a Tiffany that used to work on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to her, Anna?
She did.
She White Walked out of here.
She is not dead.
She was white.
You watched your first episode last night.
I did.
And what did you think? You came at the last season. Almost.
This was my first episode, so I've seen zero episodes before this.
Right.
I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But the visuals were pretty cool, and it was entertaining. And it's fine. Cool. And I ate ice cream, and I was drunk.
That sounds like a wonderful night.
Yeah, it's great.
I wasn't drunk, but I did have ice cream while I watched Game of Thrones.
Did you? What kind of ice cream did you have?
I get this really healthy ice cream. It's called Halo Top. It's so good.
No, it's not. It tastes like trash.
No, I thought it would taste like trash.
No, I've had it, and it tastes like
trash. Your mom tastes like trash. No, really? You don't like Halo Top?
No, Halo's gross.
You're gross.
There's one called Enlightened that's nice.
No?
Yeah.
What's it all about?
I don't know. It's one of those low-calorie snacks.
Halo Top's beautiful.
Well, do you dress it up at all?
No.
Like, you don't dress it up with like chocolate syrup and whipped cream?
No, that defeats the purpose of eating a healthy ice cream.
I completely understand.
No, you can eat a whole pint of Halo Top's, like 300 calories.
And you eat the whole thing, right?
Yes. What am I, dumb? Yes, but 300 calories is not bad if you're watching what you eat all day long. You can't eat six of those a day, obviously.
Sure.
But no, it's
really
good.
I just think that they taste bad.
No, the peanut butter cup is delicious. And look, this
the peanut butter cup is the only good one, but the other ones taste like ice crystals.
Some of them are not great, but the red velvet, have you had that?
No, I haven't.
Well, then
not had
you watch your mouth until you've tried all the flavors and singled out the ones that are actually good.
I've had cake batter, trash, vanilla, trash, chocolate, trash.
Uh huh.
So I don't see the need to try anymore.
Peanut butter cup and red velvet. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that.
I haven't bought the peanut butter one in a while because boyfriend's allergic to nuts. So we can't. I have to settle for like the. Almost swore. for the bad flavors, so I'm giving up on the Halo Top.
The SC flavors? You almost said? Yeah.
Like those, bad flavors.
Johnny B. Show Uncensored. Every Sunday comes out. These haters, though, like, come on, man. Like, it's so stupid. Like, you're trying to be creative and cool on Facebook, and you're not. You're just like every other jerk off. You know what you are? You're the vegans of HBO. That's what you are. You're the vegans of Sunday night HBO. Hey, look at me. I'm different because I'm not watching what you're watching. And you guys are all gay because you like Jon Snow and Game of Thrones. Shut up. You can't admit it's a great show. You can't admit that you somehow lost your way and didn't tune in, and now you feel like you're all backed up and you can't catch up, which, by the way, you can if you just, commit to it. My girl just finally caught up on Nashville. Finally.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was 3 months ahead of her. I binge-watched, like, all the first 5 seasons, and then they somehow picked it back up, and they're showing it again.
Is it really that great of a show?
It's horrible.
It's bad?
No. It's
a girly show, right?
It's a soap opera with country music.
Ugh.
Goddamn Galvin got me on it. It was one of those things where I watched one episode to see what it was all about, and then hooked. They hooked me. Like a big fat grouper, they just hooked me and reeled me in.
It's not like a Glee or anything, is it? Like a musical?
Well, there's a lot of music,
but it's not like a musical.
No, Glee is Glee's phenomenal.
I don't like musicals at all.
Let me tell you, if you are a Glee fan, you cannot say Game of Thrones is gay. You can't say it. You just can't say it. I'm sorry.
You can say whatever you want. We live in the United States.
Of course, you can say whatever you want. But
yeah. I'm gonna watch Glee again.
Yeah,
because my girlfriend's never watched Glee. And she was into musical theater in high school just like I was, and she's never watched Glee.
It's just so hard for the plot to advance when every 5 minutes they break out into song. That's my issue with musicals.
That's what makes it wonderful.
I'm like, I wonder what happens. Oh, and I have to wait another 12 minutes for the song to be over.
The song is poignant to whatever the storyline is.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
There's a whole Michael Jackson episode. It's phenomenal.
Well, we've got Dave at FinDave3 saying he hates that show and wishes winter was coming. It's hot AF outside.
Okay.
So he says he hates it. And then we got my buddy Brooks Roland at BrooksRoland82 tweets at all of us and says, I'm listening and nodding in complete agreement about Game of Thrones haters.
Yeah, it makes me sick. Like, here's the thing. Let's say you did watch it. Let's say you hated it. Let's say it's not for you. You're not into the fantasy, old school, knights in shining armor type of deal, which, by the way, I wasn't either. I'm not a real nerd. I got nerd tendencies, but I'm not actually a nerd. I played football in high school, I was cool, I think. But Game of Thrones is on its own level. It's like way different. This isn't like the stupid, what's the role-playing game that everybody plays?
Dungeons and Dragons.
No, not in 1985. The one that they play now where they buy all their characters up. And
Pokemon.
No. That's in
Asia.
World
of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Those are nerds.
I tried that for like 5 minutes. I really felt bad about myself.
Yeah. When you see people selling their World of Warcraft characters on Craigslist for $5,000, somebody's not having sex ever. Ever. But Game of Thrones it's way different. You could be super cool and still watch Game of Thrones.
Sure.
There's a midget.
Let me ask you this. If you are somebody that spends hours, and I'm talking hours at a time a day, sitting in front of your Xbox or your PlayStation, can you call somebody a nerd for liking Game of Thrones?
Who does that?
Stupid Trevor.
Does he?
He hates it too. And him and I got into a little back and forth last night about it. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to sit here and watch like manly movies or whatever the hell he tweeted
out. Game of Thrones is as manly as it can possibly be.
Yeah. If Jon Snow is not manly, I don't want to be a man.
Somebody dies like every episode, usually. Somebody important dies every single episode. You're like, whoa, how'd they kill that person off? Yeah. By the way, same thing with Nashville too. If you don't like characters dying off, don't watch Nashville. Because it'll break your heart. It'll absolutely break your heart. I would do that when my girlfriend was catching up on Nashville.
Yeah.
I'd walk in the living room like every day and go, who just died? It's like, nobody. I go, oh, I better leave the room because they're about to. And then, like, the next day, she'd be like, yeah, what's his name? Totally died last night. Thanks. I'm like, I didn't kill him. I didn't write that in. That show's 5 years old. He's been dead.
And I know you just popped your Game of Thrones cherry.
Whoa.
Last night.
It's popped.
It's popped. So is Arya Stark not the biggest badass little girl you've ever... I mean, she's not even a little girl.
Is she the ugly one?
She's the one that opened the show and, like, killed everybody in the room.
I missed the
Spoiler alert!
I missed the first 5 minutes because I was eating ice cream.
I didn't say who she killed.
I know, but people may not have watched it yet, man.
Was she the one that stumbled upon Ed Sheeran and all them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, she's ugly. I noticed that about her.
I didn't ask you if she was ugly.
She's not pretty.
Oh, I just want to make sure I identified the right person.
Ed Sheeran made it in the episode. It's a spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Everybody knows that. People have been tweeting that out all day.
Now, hold on.
He said, like, two things. It's not that exciting.
He was singing. So how many people do you think didn't even recognize him?
I had to do a double take, to be honest with you.
He's kind of ugly, and he fits in with the rest of the cast.
I knew immediately.
Okay.
Like, I started laughing, and I looked at my girlfriend. I go, check that out. And then she was like, yo, my God. And I was like, well, first of all, I don't know what century Game of Thrones is set in, but I'm guessing it's...
Medieval times.
A long time ago.
1200s.
And he still has his hair done all brushed forward, pop crooner style. Like, it was a very modern haircut.
He is so ugly.
He's an ugly boy.
That? He's so ugly.
He's
voice
a ginger.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of synonymous. No offense.
What?
I'm not a huge ginger fan.
Oh, I thought you meant people that are ugly can sing.
No.
Oh.
That could be, true.
Okay, so you're saying only attractive people can sing.
No. No, oh, definitely man. Not saying that either.
All right.
Are you picking up what he's putting down?
Fat people. How about fat people? Can they sing?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Sometimes. Damn it.
I think there's a correlation between looks and singing ability.
No.
No.
It
no.
Just if it's nice when they, you know, when they correspond. Like, oh, that's a hot person that's singing. I feel like he ruined the fantasy for me.
I think ugly people that can sing never get a chance to sing in front of people. I think that's a problem. I think that producers of music, they go, oh my God, what a great voice. And then they turn their chair around and they go, ah.
What was the British woman's name years back?
Susan Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not an attractive person.
Damn.
Not an attractive
person.
Well,
then she won America's Got Talent, and then they put her on tour. And what I heard through social media was that her voice wasn't all that great with a large catalog of music.
Okay.
So at some point, people are like, man, we paid like $50 to see this bitch in a theater, and she ain't all that great. We don't want to hear her hear the same three songs she sang on America's Got Talent.
And she's ugly, so.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
now I got to look at her, and they tried to make her look prettier, and I was, it wasn't good at all. So sorry about that. But we'll wrap it up. All the people hating on Game of Thrones, It's you. It's not us.
No.
It's you. Trevor, stupid Trevor.
Stupid Trevor, who sits in front of his Xbox for 5 hours a day.
Does he really? What does he play?
I don't know if it's a day, but when he does, it's for a long period of time.
How old is he?
He is 35.
What?
Look, I'm 34, and you play games,
but maybe I play like 3 hours a week.
Yeah. I'm right about there.
I won't turn my Xbox on until Saturday.
Yeah,
because Monday through Friday I'm in full work mode. Mm-hmm. So I'm here. I'm at the poker room, and then I'm trying to grab a nap. I'm trying to spend a little time with the family. I feel like I would be a complete neglective jerk off if I turned on my Xbox, started playing Madden during the week.
Trevor busts his ass. Don't get me wrong. The guy works his ass off, but at the same time, he wants to throw out there that I'm a nerd for watching Game of Thrones.
You just got nerd shamed by Trevor.
I did get nerd shamed by Trevor. I did.
I'd kill myself.
I lost sleep over it. I threw up a few times. It was bad.
I would too.
But hey, Dominic Fabiscus says at On a Humble Radio at Johnny B Comedy just said, I did musical theater. Glee is not gay. I watch Nashville. I hope a cat named Moe's listening.
Gay things that Johnny B said tonight.
Yeah, Dominic. Yeah,
look, I am very secure in my sexuality and my manhood, and I'm completely a vagina fan. I have no.
Did you say a vagina fan?
Yeah, I like vagina.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I've never wanted the penis ever.
Ever.
Not even
from his dog.
No, even guys that I really admire. You know what I mean? Like, we had this discussion one night. If you had to be like gay for a day, who would it be? We should do that tonight.
You want to?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it later.
All right.
Maybe. I don't know. Hashtag gay for a day. Hit us up on social media. If you had to be gay for a day, who would it be?